Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. On days where I'm not on the road, and some days where I am, I spend time at Starbucks, mostly just to get out of my house. And, you know, I mean, I can drink coffee at home, but it's nice to get out and not be sitting in my office all day. But the problem is that when you're in Starbucks, aside from some complaints about the coffee that some people have, is that you're on an open Wi-Fi. If you want to actually get any work done where you're talking to the internet, and you know, that's actually there's actually some issues there with that, and my colleagues at Checkpoint have seen an increase in the number of targeted SSL stripping attacks. Well, what does that mean? So when you connect to an open Wi-Fi, first of all, anybody can claim to be an open Wi-Fi hotspot. So, for example, there could be, anybody can claim to be Google Starbucks or whatever the SSID is for that particular hotspot. And even if you think you're connected to the hotspot, somebody could potentially inject packets. It's very easy to do because, of course, it's just wireless. Now, if everybody used, WPA2 or whatever, then that would be a little bit harder to do because then people would have to give out the key. And so, and of course, with a public access point like that, even with encryption, you can still probably, you can still probably spoof it again, just another layer of difficulty there. So it's one of those things that could even with WPA2, if somebody can get onto the network, it's still a potential issue. But what happens with SSL stripping is that when you go to a site like facebook.com, for instance, usually it will redirect you to an SSL or encrypted version of the site. If you are connected to a malicious access point, that particular redirection won't happen. And what will happen as a result is you will be sending stuff in the clear, so that anybody within earshot of your access point could potentially see the traffic. And meanwhile, the malicious party in the middle that's being a bad access point is able to see all the data. That's the most important of it. So, it's targeted in the sense that if somebody knows that I frequent the particular Starbucks I frequent, and they wanted to cause problems, well, they could, and it wouldn't be a whole lot they could do about it. Well, while there is something you can do about it, you can run a VPN, and which is what I do, and Checkpoint has a commercial capsule. No, it's not capsule cloud. That's what the mobile the version of it is. But basically all of my traffic goes up to a data center that's going to the internet rather than just going out unencrypted. And so all of the next generation threat prevention stuff gets done. But any other VPN solution that tunnels all of your traffic will thwart this kind of attack. Now, there's probably other things you can do in terms of DNS and DHCP and stuff if you really wanted to be, a hacker really wanted to mess with you. That's not a panacea, of course, but certainly ensuring you're using a VPN on all public Wi-Fi is probably not a bad thing. Although that's really hard to do with splash pages and stuff. So maybe if you're really concerned about this, there's two things you can do, right? You can use a VPN, or don't use the, or just don't do anything important, or don't use the Wi-Fi access at all, right? Which, I can tell you that sometimes the Wi-Fi at Starbucks can be kind of slow, and so even though they've upgraded with Google Wi-Fi, it still ends up being slower than you'd like it to be, but just be aware on public access Wi-Fi that perhaps if somebody's after you, of course they're going to find other ways to get you as well. This is just another way, I suppose. But anyway, just be aware that this can happen, and I guess on public Wi-Fi, just really maybe not do things that are that important to make sure. But of course, there could be other things that happen that way as well. So just be careful out there.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.